You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
A new season of The Kardashians starring, well, the Kardashians, of course.
And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean.
It's all new and it's streaming now on Hulu.
Zyn nicotine pouches deliver nicotine satisfaction anywhere, anytime, which means Zyn pairs well with you, your personality, your schedule, and your spontaneity. Zyn fits easily into your bag, pocket, and into your life because it's smoke-free, hands-free, and hassle-free. So the only person who will know you have a Zyn pouch in is you. Visit Zyn.com or head to your local convenience store today to find your Zyn. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7. Ooh.
Yeah, but look
so,
at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Two Teas in a Pod with Teddy Mellencamp and Tamara Judge.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Two Teas in a Pod with me and Tamara.
Hi.
By the way, did we actually ever figure out if it's me and Tamara or Tamara and I?
Don't ask me. I'm the worst at that. I try to avoid those combinations.
But then what? Because today I was trying to ask the question and I was like, me and Tamara. And then I was like, no,
it's Tamara and I.
Oh, they're saying it's Tamara and I. So Teddy and I. But that sounds weird.
Well, we're just
idiots. I guess
dumb and dumber over here trying to get through the day.
We can't, you know what? We can't do the most. Also, why don't I have a twats hat?
I don't know.
I still have my ears from Disney, my twat ears.
Wait, I feel like you do have a twat hat. Or you were given a twat hat? No.
I was, but I don't know where it is. Where have I lost it?
Well, obviously, it was not important to you.
Oh, well, yeah. It meant nothing to me.
Nothing to me.
I mean, I keep this sign up in my room 24/7.
Oh my gosh.
What's new?
Anything juicy?
I mean, nothing really new in my life. I mean, I got two new horses, which is crazy.
What do you mean? You like bought two new horses?
Yes. So I bought.
Wait, I thought you didn't have a horse.
We have Evan, which is Slade's horse, which is the one we both have been riding. And then I reached
out. And that's,
out.
You own that horse.
I own him.
Okay. So you bought. So you now
because
you
I'm not a professional anymore, in order for me to show a horse over a certain height, I have to own them. That's what makes me considered an amateur. If I don't own them, I can only jump small jumps. So I want to jump bigger jumps. And so I went and reached out to one of my friends I grew up with that used to be my roommate. I'm like talking to her. She told me she has this horse, blah, blah, blah. I buy it sight unseen. And then the next day she's like, this one's available now too. And I couldn't help myself.
Oh my God. I tried to ride a horse 6 months ago. I'm telling you, just give me two wheels and a motor and I'm better off.
Oh my gosh. I just had a brilliant idea for the next time that we're all in town. I need to take you riding. Teddy and Tamara riding.
I'll be on a motorcycle. You can be on my dirt bike. You can be on your horse.
I'll be on Pete.
So, hey, my girlfriend has this amazing house in Los Olivos. You know, have you ever been there? Like wine town. And she goes, you and Teddy should go out there and do a podcast from there.
We're happy to go wherever.
Yeah. And I'm like, yes. And we can go wine tasting and all that stuff.
I'm into it. I mean, I had a pretty wild night last night. I was up till 9:30. I don't mean to.
Oh, my God. I know. You took your gummy late last night.
I took my gummy late. I took my Venus a little late. I woke up this morning and I was like, woo, still got a little.
Your little buzz going?
I was like, I feel nice and warm, but I got to get up and get to the barn. But anyways.
Yeah, you were up early at the barn.
You like to watch the new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7.
Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan.
And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise.
The sizzling new reality show set on the Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long.
So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
If you're a smoker looking for an alternative to traditional tobacco, you might feel uncertain at the thought of changing things up. Maybe you're ready to make a switch, but don't know where to start. Maybe you've tried vaping, but it wasn't your thing. Maybe you've heard of smokeless nicotine products, but aren't familiar with the options. Meet Zyn, America's number one nicotine pouch. Zyn nicotine pouches deliver nicotine satisfaction anywhere, anytime. Which means Zyn pairs well with you, your personality, your schedule, and your spontaneity. Zyn fits easily into your bag, pocket, and into your life. Because it's smoke-free, hands-free, and hassle-free. So the only person who will know you have a Zyn pouch in is you. Zyn is a satisfying tobacco alternative that puts you in control of your nicotine experience, which means Zyn pairs well with you. Visit Zyn.com or head to your local convenience store today to find your Zyn. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this,
I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered. Could just be
me. Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
So, okay, yesterday I was glued to my phone all day because the headlines about housewives were going down yesterday. New headlines every hour. The headlines. Big ones, gnarly ones.
Gnarly ones. Okay, so to start, I mean, there was so many different headlines in regards to Drew and Ralph. So many conflicting things.
I mean, our first 5 headlines are about the divorce. Yeah. And the things that are coming out. Crazy.
Well, and then all these people kind of jumped the gun and did these podcasts yesterday talking about it. But the information was still incorrect because the first thing that came out was that Ralph had filed. Which
he did, but they didn't find out till later that Drew filed first.
Yeah, that Drew filed 61 minutes first.
They were running to the courthouse.
They were running to the damn courthouse.
Like, who could do it first? At first, when I read it, I thought, okay, they're being nice about this. They want to do this together. They're just letting everybody know that, you know, it didn't work out. We feel bad. Our kids are important. And then, no. And then it started getting ugly. Hours later.
Yeah. So first, I mean, you could tell that Ralph was trying to allegedly control the narrative here. He filed. People Magazine has his statement first, which is love is a beautiful thing. Unfortunately, we have made the difficult decision to move on to our next chapters independent of each other. Drew and I have decided to file for divorce. We have three amazing young children, and their mindset and growth is what is most important as we navigate this difficult time. I ask that you please respect our privacy. But then
there was an update.
The update comes from Drew, where we find this didn't come directly from Drew. This came from the court filings. They saw that Drew filed.
All those papers are public, which I think is ridiculous. Like, this should be private matter.
I know.
And every divorce, not just public people across the board. Like, that's your private, like, oh, it bugs the shit out of me. The courts do that.
Well, she said that this explosive set of allegations against strange husband Ralph, claiming in an amended divorce filing that he's a serial cheater and adulterer who abused her mentally, financially, and at one point got physically aggressive with her. Apparently allegedly flaunting his relationships. In one instance outlined in the complaint, Sidora claimed that a woman had the unmitigated gall and audacity to screenshot and send sexting messages directly to her and Pittman. During one argument, Sidora claimed in the filing that Pittman allegedly grabbed her cell phone out of her hand, which caused her to fall to the floor. He then literally peeled the phone out of her hand aggressively, she claimed.
It's just bad. She's considering filing an application for temporary restraining order.
Yeah. I texted her because remember, me and Edwin hung out with them a lot.
I know. Now, any red flags when you guys were hanging out? Where were you? I forgot.
We were in Vegas. Right. You were filming. And so Drew came in and we did the podcast from Vegas at the iHeart Radio Festival. We hung out. We even did a podcast with Ralph and Drew, which now I want to go back and listen to again. I mean, let me be clear. Like, we all had a great time together. But there were certain things that he did say that you just, as a woman who, has an investigative nature, you're like,
well, you could see, you can sense when, and it's the worst thing in the world to be around another couple and you know that they are not getting along or there's friction, and you could sense
But they were getting along.
Oh, they were. So you didn't feel anything.
No, the only thing I would feel is when, like, things that he would say in general, like, it wasn't that it was upsetting to her, but it was more just like, the way he would reference certain things, like, I was like
kind of like you sitting in the car waiting for Edwin.
Yeah.
How long do I have to wait? See, one day that could be brought up. There was red flags. Teddy waited in the car. There was red flags.
Teddy, well, somebody messaged me, Teddy, you have the choice. You can make this better for yourself. You can do. But I was like, why do people have to take that kind of shit so seriously?
And you're like, nope, I just find any reason to put something on Instagram.
Any chance that I can put my husband on blast, I will.
I put Eddie on Instagram. Well, actually, TikTok last night.
Oh, I saw the tongue.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm getting a lot of comments. And I said, maybe we should remove the tongue. And I said, by the way, I'm going to have to start telling people you have a very small penis, so nobody wants to ever
get involved with the tongue action.
Yeah. So, it was, I told him, I said, listen, I go, can you do that? He's laying in bed on his computer. I'm like, hey, can you, there's this sexy guy that I saw on TikTok do that same song, the Besso song or whatever. And I'm like, hey, you could do this. Look at this. And of course, he's got to be a smart ass. He's just screwing around. And I'm like, okay, I'm posting that. And then I woke up this morning. I'm like, yeah, that one blew up.
You're like, that one went viral in a shocking turn of events.
I know, with the tongue.
Ugh, but I am bummed because anytime that kids are involved and
I know
when you go back, I mean, there's been a couple different bloggers that have posted all of the, like, remember last season on Atlanta, all the times that he gaslit her.
Well, that was my next question to you. Wasn't there a lot of things that happened last season on the show that was, like, kind of shocking and
I think so. But then what my question is, I wonder what it was like this season for them filming. Like, were they having issues all season?
When did they air? Do we know?
No, but we just got that little teaser.
Oh, they just put out a teaser.
Yeah. But I mean, to me, he seems like somebody who's going to want to stay in the public eye in some capacity.
Why do relationships break up right after you stop filming? Look at Shannon and John.
Because the other person wants to be famous. And so they hang on
as long as they can until they check
they
out.
They white knuckle it until
Well, Dave Quinn just posted on his Instagram, Ralph has not responded to Drew's claims. She requested to keep living in their home, doesn't want to pay Ralph's debts. I don't know why she would have to unless she makes more money than him.
And she does.
Oh, of course she does. Okay. And asked that he pay his share of child support. Her complaint says that Pittman should not be entitled to any alimony or spousal support. So what does he do for a living?
I don't really understand what he does, but I mean, remember he wrote that book on being a step parent, but he didn't adopt the son.
Well, there's, well, ding, ding, ding. There you go.
But I did reach out to Drew and I just said, hey, I just wanted to let you know that you're beautiful, funny, smart, such a good mother. I'm here if you need anything. And she just wrote back, please pray for us.
And I was going to send a message this morning.
I feel really like, and I don't know. I know. It just makes me sad because even when a relationship is toxic, even when it goes to that place, you try so hard to make it work because of your family, because of whatever. Yeah. And it's just, it makes me sad.
Speaking of toxic divorces, I got an email from my ex this morning. First thing I opened, I'm like, ah, fuck me.
What do you want?
It's never ending. I'm not going to say. It's just, go away. Leave me alone.
Same old shit, different
same
day.
Same old shit, yeah. The story about Peter Thomas, like I saw it on Instagram, and I'm a little bit confused by it. Okay. So he basically says, we don't go there, in that Instagram, referring to what Mia had said that he had slept with, who did he sleep with?
Oh, that he allegedly slept with, no.
Wendy.
With Wendy.
And I thought when I was watching it, he's like, I don't go there, meaning he doesn't go there sexually.
I think he was saying like, no, he said, in real life, I don't mess with none of those women. Wendy, I shot with her one time, 5 minutes. Didn't go out to dinner with her. No late night snack with her. She's a married woman. She's very respectful and honorable.
So basically, Peter's firing back after last week's reunion where he was accused of sleeping with Wendy. And he wasn't happy about that. And he was denying it.
But then this is the part. Okay. I don't think he slept with Wendy, but this is the part that bugs me. He says it's Bravo's fault because they taped and promoted his bar and turned that 5 minutes into 9 episodes. Like you didn't want that, Peter.
Oh, come on, Peter.
For Peter's sake.
Thanks. We know. And nobody films for 5 minutes.
Like, and even so, if you don't want to be on television, then don't be on television. Yeah. And I agreed with G on this whole thing where G responds saying he thought Peter was his friend and that he didn't know us like that. Then goes on to say that Peter held their baby girl, went on a boat ride, his godfather.
But I still think I don't know them like that, like sexually. That's what I keep thinking, but I might be wrong.
I think it can mean all things. And yeah, I think that maybe. G saying that was meaning like, I'm talking about the financial stuff right now, the $60,000 to pay his bills, all that kind of stuff he's throwing out there. But I think he's still dangling that carrot. Like, you best zip it or I'm going to share.
Well, then saying that he borrowed the $60,000 from G. Is that his name? Gordon, right?
Yeah, G.
So first Peter put up a video on Instagram, right?
Yeah.
And then Gordon put up a video on Instagram, and then the bloggers took it and they combined them together, and it was like, oh, come on, boys.
It definitely, you know, it made for a good afternoon back and forth. Ooh, this next one you know about.
This one I know about. Well, I don't know about this one in particular, but I know a little bit about this situation. Real Housewives Potomac star Michael Darby is asking Candace taking her to court for defamation. This scares the shit out of me. After she claimed he offered up cash to leave sexual relations with other men. This, I'm afraid for Candace, because that is really high on the defamation scale. There's five top things in defamation.
What are the five tops?
I don't remember all of them. It's talking about somebody's private parts, going after somebody's business, but they have to show proof that it has hurt them. Now, of course, Michael probably has a lot of shit coming his way because this happened last year. A lot of people going after him for more than just that comment, I'm sure. But this could eventually cost her easy $500,000 defending herself.
But not just that, he wants $2 million in damages to make things right.
Well, he's got to go to court and prove all his damages, but she should probably file an anti-slap, basically, as two public figures. Really, the laws in within that are kind of shady, you know, because you're a public figure, I'm a public figure. You can say whatever you want to say about me, and you can fight that. If he was not a public figure, she'd really be screwed.
Well, the problem is he sent her a cease and desist earlier this year regarding her comments, but the fact that she didn't retract anything that she said.
I would tell her.
Just retract it. Who cares?
Retract it. Go out there, make a public apology, say that she was just talking shit, didn't mean anything about it, didn't have any evidence.
And her original statement was, your husband likes to leave you to go to a man named, censored the man's name, house, and suck his. She never says who the guy is, but Candace later claimed Michael paid for S. Michael's calling BS on all of it. This is the messy, especially because Michael's no longer on the show. Michael's not pulling like a Lenny where he's still kind of on the show. He's not on the show at all. We're not even hearing his voice on the other end of the phone.
Yeah.
He is not signed off on anything.
And this is bad because a lot of people, again, you can have defamation coverage on your homeowner's insurance, but a lot of times.
I love that you know that.
Oh, I know it all. And a lot of times the insurance company will not pay. They're like, nope, this is work related.
Yeah. I mean, why would insurance? I mean, that seems okay. All right. Well, this next one you can take.
Oh, might have to put my glasses on for this one. Garcelle says she's good with Lisa Rinna departing Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Garcelle isn't missing Lisa Rinna's presence in the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. The actress turned reality TV star appeared on Sherry Shepherd's talk show, Sherry. During the interview, Garcelle made it clear that she is ready for the next chapter of Beverly Hills Housewives franchise now that it is Rinna-less. When asked about Rinna's exit, Garcelle said, I'm good, period. You know what? Listen, I'm going to give her credit. She's definitely came on the show and made her mark, but now it's time for a new, she added. She's also said, I've been showing up because me and Sutton are fan favorites.
Okay, this is where, you know how I feel about these kind of statements when people make about themselves.
I want to fall off my chair right now. We're fan favorites.
Hold on, but it goes to exactly what I've been saying, which is Sutton and Garcelle use Twitter audience as validation. So they are pandering to exactly what they think Twitter is going to like, which to me
it's probably like the 5% of the people in the world that watch a show are on Twitter. So maybe even the 1%. So,
but not just that, like you may want to reel in the ego a touch because every favorite falls.
Well, I want to dissect this. I've been showing up.
Because she also said, Sutton. I've been showing up because me and Sutton are the fan favorite. She's saying like,
But what does that mean? I've been showing up.
She's saying I've been there because Rinna said something along the lines of, well, she better show up to work now. Meaning not literally show up. Like obviously her human body is there.
Like make an impact.
Yeah. But she's saying I made an impact. You know, obviously we're a fan favorite. Just to put it to let all of you guys know. My first season, I was considered a fan favorite as well. And look how quickly I became hated.
I don't know. So, I can't say much. I've been posting TikToks like the bitch is back. So
I know, but
I'm here to save the show.
I know.
Well, bless her heart.
That's your alter ego, Tam. What should your alter ego name be?
Tequila Tammy.
Oh, Camera.
Camera.
Camera's got an ego too.
Oh my god.
The bitch is back. That's what I'm
saying.
This next
article, I watched this video of Tamron Hall with Larsa Pippen. I started to feel uncomfortable.
I mean, she went for it. She
kept like going, like asking about her relationship with Marcus Jordan and have you met the family? And you know, and she just wouldn't let go. And Larsa was being very, very good about it, very well spoken for. Very well spoken. And she just wouldn't stop.
You know what? I
think she kind of remind me of you.
I was going to say Tamron Hall should be a housewife after that interview. Right? I loved
talked about the every... age difference, and you know that Michael Jordan was, you know, against her ex-husband Pippen, and the age, like, oh god,
she just kept going. There wasn't going to be an answer that she was going to take. Uh-uh. But in that same token, then we got the little reunion premiere little tidbit that just dropped on Miami, and we flash back to some of the things that Larsa did throughout her season. So, you know, you reap what you sow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I see what you're saying.
You know what I mean? Like, you can't sit there and be like, oh, well, this is me, and I don't need to share any of these details about my relationship, where I'm pretty sure she's come after every other relationship on Miami.
Yeah. But when you're a guest on somebody's talk show, like, first of all, you're rarely paid for that. And you're getting out there and they're just like ball busting you. You're like,
well, that happens every interview we do. What do you mean?
I don't know about that. But I don't think it's her issue that Scotty doesn't like Michael Jordan. Like, who cares?
I don't think that's the issue. But I think what she was trying to do, I don't know. Other than being on Tamron's show, I don't know her personally.
I've never met her.
She was really great. She was really wonderful to me.
Is she? Well, you should read this next one because it's really great. It's really wonderful to me.
Oh, Jennifer Aiden has some words for Tamra Judge.
Yay.
This is an ET article. One of Jennifer's followers is the Real Housewives of Orange County star Tamra Judge, who recently admitted that Jennifer bugs the shit out of her on an episode of her podcast, Two Teas in a Pod, an episode featuring Margaret. Jen Aiden speaks out. Didn't she get fired? Jennifer asked, unaware that Tamra actually rejoined Real Housewives.
She knows. I saw her at BravoCon.
I know. She knew. Set to premiere later this year. Oh, she did? All right. Congrats, Tamra. She cracks once ET shares the update. I don't know if this is Tamra Judge or maybe it's Tamra Grudge.
Grudge. I like that. That was good, Jennifer. That's a good one.
That was good. I'll give you golf claps for that
one. Yeah.
Yay. But then it continues on and
said she's never said a bad thing about me. And Tamra took a comment and took it out of context. She said something at BravoCon about bathtub scenes or cringy or whatever. And Brandy had told me, and I went up to her. I'm like, hey, are you talking shit about me? I was joking. You know, I can give two shits if she did say Tamara's bathtub was cringy. It was cringy. And it was also 13 years ago, stop. But I didn't care about that. And Jennifer, I don't hate you. I was just saying, in this episode that we watched, you were bugging the shit out of me. That's it.
Yeah.
I think you're entertaining. I think you're great for the show. I liked you when I met you. I was just referring to an episode that you were bugging me.
Yeah.
Next week, I might like you.
Or she may
or not. I don't know.
She may have more of an issue. You may bug the shit out of her more, but I do appreciate I'm you pretty saying sure that I was I'm... very nice to you, Jen, at BravoCon. Because remember, at BravoCon, I was supposedly having fights with people on the floor, beating the crap out of people.
I know. Well, she did say at the very end, I hope Tamra can keep her orange this time or something like that. I'm like, listen, lady, I've had them for 13 years. 13
yeah,
long years.
It's like,
so
that's unnecessary kind of like shade. That's the kind
talk
of
talk to me when
neck.
You even get to five.
I think she's at five.
Is she five? Six. It was all in good fun. I was whatever. Go on. I don't know who Kelly Oxford is.
Well, I followed Kelly Oxford because
is
I don't particularly like
figure?
To go. Yes, she's a writer. Okay. But I followed her because she posts these TikTok, like she posts all the funniest TikToks from the week. So you don't have to even go on TikTok. You can just go on Kelly Oxford's page.
Oh, well, I'm going to follow her then.
Yeah. So I was looking because she has the funny TikToks and on one of the ones that then had TikToks, she says, the Real Housewife. And then she says, you have to like click on the link, which of course I did because I was like, says Kyle Richards and I go back to my married years. We both rescued dogs and fell into a circle of Valley Dogs rescue ladies. Later on, our daughters met and became friendly. So Kyle texts me about my interest in being on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. I realized it would be my version of Survivor or The Amazing Race. I was really hoping for a new RHO location. SFV. What is that? San Fernando Valley. Oh, Real Housewives San Fernando Valley.
Is that where she lives?
Must be. Get some cute art director, dancers, voice actors, adult entertainers, therapists. I don't know. It could be fun. So I go on tape. I talk for an hour. I forget about it for a few weeks. And this morning it came back up again. And now I'm in limbo, wondering about a reality TV foray while I'll sit with Archie, the sheepdog, on the porch, writing to you. Here's the thing. Obviously, this shows that she, you know, is obviously not following the rules, because if she's sharing this.
So is she insinuating she's being asked to be on the show?
Yeah, currently? I don't know what she's insinuating. Now? I don't know.
I read it.
She said it came back up again. It said it came back up again.
Okay.
So maybe she's in talks. But if you are in talks, Kelly, you can't put it out there.
Another one that's sharing maybe a little too much. Melissa Gorga reveals there's more to the story, likely referring to Louie and Teresa sitting Joe down off camera to tell him about Melissa's cheating rumors. Isn't this stuff that she should not be talking about? Isn't this stuff that could potentially be on the show?
Yeah, I mean, this is on her podcast. Yeah. Melissa Gorga recently revealed on Displayed that there's more to the reason Joe got so heated towards Louis. While Melissa did not reveal exactly what, Page Six and several sources confirmed earlier this year that Joe Gorga was sat down by Louis and Teresa off camera to tell them about rumors circulating about alleged infidelity. This is likely what Melissa is referring to, as she says she can't wait for the truth to be revealed.
But we never even heard about this, and Teresa's not talking about it.
I don't know. I think this is where it is getting messy, because now we're finding out all this additional information that we shouldn't be finding out yet.
Yeah.
Like, keep it in, you guys.
On her podcast. Like, I feel like that's going to be frowned upon.
I feel like it most likely is.
Yeah.
Then Jennifer Aiden says Jackie Goldschneider rubbed it in her face that she received first chair next to Andy Cohen at season 11 reunion. Jennifer claimed, on Teresa's podcast that Jackie rubbed it in her face that she had received the first chair at the reunion during, blah, blah, blah. Then Jennifer added that Andy commented that seating does not matter.
Clearly it doesn't. just saying.
My
God.
Should we take a little break and come back and do the recaps of Jersey and Miami?
Yep.
You like to watch the new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7.
Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan.
And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise.
The sizzling new reality show set on the Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long.
So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Ready to start your new journey? Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Enjoy Zyn nicotine pouches for 10 days and discover a fresher way to experience nicotine satisfaction anywhere, anytime. Here's how to get started with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Simply pick your strength and varieties online and check out. Once your Zyn nicotine pouches arrive in the mail, enjoy pure nicotine satisfaction at your leisure. After your 10-day trial, let us know what you think. If Zyn isn't for you, no hard feelings. It's that simple. Order online at Zyn.com, that's ZYN.com, to start your new journey today with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this.
I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter. That's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black. Directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R. Under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
Well, welcome back, Teddy.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Refreshing break. I didn't even get a sip of water.
Hold on.
Let me get a sip of water so then I can do awkward acid reflux burps into this.
Oh, great. You know how much I love you.
Okay, so the show starts out where we're back to Louis tells Teresa that Joe put blame on him for not inviting Melissa's family to the wedding. Teresa says she's not close to Melissa, so why would she be close to her family? Louis also tells Teresa to invite Joe to their love bubble party. Teresa calls Joe as Louis writes down what Teresa should say.
Yeah, well, how'd you feel about that? I thought it was quite hilarious how he sends her, like, pushes over a piece of paper, like, as if they're doing a negotiation.
Well, and it had, like, one line on it, like, ask for peace. I mean, I think this is just so complex, and I'm wondering, is he that positive about their relationship being fixed when they're not on camera? Because he seemed like there he wants them to all make up, and that he understood why they would want Melissa's family to be at the wedding. And I kind of get it too. If you are going to have that big of a wedding, but then, you know, all of it's kind of null and void because he says maybe he'll go to the love bubble party. He says, I love you.
But that phone call was awkward. What's going on? It's all good. Want to make peace? Yes. Do you want to talk? No. Talking upsets me. Are you coming to the party? I don't know. Okay. Love you. Bye.
Yeah, that was it.
Clearly, communication was not taught in that family.
Yeah, and then they pan to Melissa and Joe at their house being built. And then I had to do a little Google on what the show was called, the spinoff show.
Oh, that's funny that you say that because I was like, I wish I would have Googled it.
It's actually called Teresa Checks In. It's not actually called Joe and Melissa Check In on the Girls.
It was it a Bravo show? I know, right?
I can't.
How do you feel about when they say on the podcast about they wouldn't have had food on the table or they wouldn't have eaten or something like that?
But then she cleared that up. Was trying to say allegedly, and I'm not saying either is right. She's saying they agreed to film.
But she's like, put food on the table. That means, I was helping them film the show. It was putting food on the table, meaning, you know, Joe was making money because he didn't have a job at the time.
Correct.
Is what they said, allegedly.
And so he needed somebody to film with.
So I understand what she was saying.
Did Melissa and Joe get paid to also be on that show?
Of course they did. Yeah, of course they did.
By the way, we understand that anytime we talk about this situation, which, to be perfectly honest, I see both sides completely.
Oh, for sure.
But we get like eviscerated online for our opinions week to week. But that's the whole point of watching the show. Like sometimes I'm going to be like, you know what? I actually kind of agree with Teresa here. And some points I'm going to be like, I feel bad for Melissa.
Right.
It is what it is.
We did get a little shit last week because I thought it'd be fair if I read what Melissa had put in the book, the Bravo, whatever, Diamond book, because she didn't have a voice after Jacqueline. So I read it. And then by no means was I calling Jacqueline a liar. I was just giving Melissa's voice because she couldn't be on the podcast. That was it.
Yeah. And when I said that's bullshit, I wasn't saying that something that Jacqueline actually said was bullshit. I was saying that's a bullshit response to how things were being handled between two people. So it's like things get taken out of context. People get upset
all the time.
So that's that. But speaking of things always getting taken out of context, Jennifer Aiden talks about how she spoils her kids since they had a rough year because of what Bill did. Jennifer also tells Bill that she feels like she defends herself and feels Bill takes her love for granted since he knows she will forgive him. Bill says he tries to defuse the situation for her. And this is a question I have. Should a husband always have his wife's back in a fight, especially if it's a housewife's fight?
I don't want my husband to get involved in any housewife fights.
Yeah, I don't want my husband to.
And I also want my husband to be honest with me if I'm being an asshole. Like, tell me I'm being an asshole. I don't want him to blow smoke at my ass and like, oh, baby, yes, you were right. Because a lot of times I'm not right. So yeah. I don't think, no. I mean, if it's, you know, something important in front of your kids, have your husband's back to, you know.
Oh, but, yeah. Like if they can't attend something or they can't be there for something, you don't want to throw the other person. I don't know. I personally watching this, I look at it and I'm like, I feel like Jen Aiden has no prenup and she has zero f's left to give.
She acts like she has zero f's, and I didn't quite understand the analogy with the Ferrari. Did you?
The Ferrari?
Yeah. She's like, well, you got a new Ferrari. It's like, what does that have to do with anything? He's talking about spoiling the children. This man makes a lot of money and he works hard for it. So if you want to buy a Ferrari, buy a Ferrari.
That's like something kids would say to their parents when they're like trying to get out of something. Like, yeah. Oh, well, you did this. Well, yeah, I paid for it. Yeah, of course. When you have enough money to buy yourself a Ferrari, go ahead and do it. But I do.
Well, and then he did ask her a very important question. Bill did. Do you want things only to be on your terms? And she said, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think she meant in filming wise. And I do agree that at some points when you are filming, if you're in a situation, he could have just like held her hand and been like, I love you. We're fine. Let's go. He didn't need to like throw, you know, match on a, what is it? Match on a, you know how I am with the sayings, but either
way. Gasoline on a fire.
Gasoline on a fire. But he kind of did.
Yeah. It was a rough dinner, lunch, whatever they're having to watch. And I feel like we said from the first episode, like it's not looking good. They're going to have
to. But he
was
at Watch
problems.
What Happens Live last night, videoing her while she was on stage. Which leads me to believe that they're doing all right. I mean, there's worse relationships I've seen on these shows than theirs.
Oh, for sure. For sure. But I think she just needs to stop throwing out the fact that he's had an affair. Like the more she talks about it on the show, the more it's going to be brought up and surfaced for her kids to hear.
Well,
about.
I think, but in that same turn, like if you've been hiding something for your significant other for all those years, you probably have a lot of built up resentment.
Well, like you said, that's your problem. Go deal with it.
Yeah.
I'm not being harsh about that. Like he cheated and she's heard about it, but he definitely said like she had mentioned like the kids have gone through a lot and I have to like spoil them. And he's like, no, you don't have to spoil the kids because they've gone through a lot. Like that's your issue to deal with. You need to deal with it. So,
yeah, I don't know. I think the kids did have to deal with a lot, though, hearing that your dad's a cheater on.
Well, then she keeps bringing it up. Stop.
I know, because she's not over it.
Well, then, like
she
said,
can't let it go now that the
world
knows.
Well, she's not helping the kids by talking about it all the time. And then, so the next scene with Rachel and Jen Fessler going to lunch. I would have to say somebody has stole your walk.
Who? Jen Fessler?
Rachel. When she comes walking up in her jeans and her
crop top. I don't even remember it. That's
comes walking up and I'm like, oh my God, is that Teddy Joe?
Is that Teddy Joe?
Teddy Joe? Well, that's not the first time where she wears those jeans. She wears them again.
Oh, she does?
At Teresa's.
What jeans are they? Are they True Religion?
No. At first I thought they were like, you know, Frankie B, low rise.
Oh my gosh. Remember Frankie B.
Oh, I had a hard time getting rid of the low rise.
Oh, I did not. I was like, thank God. The low rises were in. It was not a good time for low rises to be in for me.
Oh, they were good for me. And I still, to this time, I'm so short-waisted. I hate the really high-waisted ones. But I thought that Jen Fessler was funny talking about her weight and the same as Evander Holyfield.
Oh my gosh. Jennifer Aiden, Jen Fessler can be funny, but I feel like it's a little, but da da da.
It is.
Like, it, and granted,
she's got a punch, like a lot of one liners.
And she does it again with the teeth. The teeth with the same thing as the last time when she was the eating. Like, instead of just being like, do I have food in my teeth? She's like,
oh, yeah.
I'm like, settle down. We know you're trying to be funny, but just take it down.
Take it down a little
quarter
bit,
of a notch.
How about when she's like, I'll have a margarita pizza? And Rachel's like, oh, can we share that? She's like, no, I don't do that.
But then Jen says that she was giving them history. Was she calling to basically pull an LVP behind the scenes, or what do you think was happening?
I think like she when called, Jen Aiden. I think all of us do on the Housewives shows when we call to talk. If I call and talk to you, or let's say I call and talk to Shannon, and I'm like, oh my God, like so and so was such an ass last night, and blah, blah, blah. That's what I think. I think she was just
calling to gossip with somebody gossip. She thought she had a relationship with.
Yeah.
But that
maybe not. I don't know. Who knows? Maybe she just called to try to get them on her side. I don't know. But it was nice of her to call to apologize about their screwed up noses.
Well, it takes one to nose one.
Nose one.
I'm here all night, folks. But I did want to know if Rachel's husband was borrowing Joe Gorga's spray on hair. Remember when Joe had spray on hair and it got on the other Joe's shirt?
Oh, yes.
For his beard. Because why is his beard so perfectly like...
I know. I keep looking at his beard. I'm like, why is it just so perfectly around his chin?
Like that? How does one do that? I was sitting there when I was shaving my beard this morning. I was sitting there thinking...
My whisker hasn't grown in yet.
But no, my four whiskers were like so intense the other day.
I have two.
Why do I always remember right now, but then I'll forget until I'm in the car? Like,
and then you feel it. And then you can't stop playing with it.
Get your teeth and bite this out. The whiskers are getting worse. Okay.
Oh my God. Who went shopping? Dolores and Margaret went to a plant shop to shop for Teresa's housewarming. I'm thinking there's no way in hell they bought something there.
No.
For her party. There's just no way.
Well, what about when Rachel tells Dolores that Frank misses her and their old dynamic? Dolores says she is 52 years old and has taken care of everybody in her life, so it's time for her to worry about herself. I agree.
I agree, too. Listen, they don't have to be best friends. They don't have to be friends at all. They don't even have to interact. By the way, your kids are grown, Frankie. Your kids are grown. And you don't need to have that close relationship really anymore. It's good to have a good relationship, but you don't need to be hanging out at the house.
Yeah, he's got a girlfriend. He's got a girlfriend. You've got a boyfriend. In order to not like have that codependent relationship, at some point you have to know that you can trust the new person that you're with.
Yeah.
And she's finally doing that.
I think Frank misses the home dynamic. And I think that he should get married to Brittany and then they can make their own home.
But here's the problem, Frank, whether you get married or not, we love you, Frank, but I'm just telling you this,
too. You
can't have your cake and eat it too.
No, you can't.
It just doesn't, you know, you've got to, if you're going to marry Brittany, you got to be focused on Brittany. You can't be focusing on Dolores.
Wait, does Brittany have kids? Do we know?
I don't think so. She's quite young. I mean, I guess you can have kids at 33? Any age, but I don't think she has kids. I think they've been together a pretty long time. This is all just complete assumption. I've done zero research on this.
And I don't, yeah.
Speaking completely out of my ass.
Yeah. Oh, boy. So Joe calls Melissa and says, I'm sorry, I just can't go to the party, but you go and have a good time.
I do think it shows something that she showed up. But I did need to ask you one question.
Mm-hmm.
Did Melissa have allergies at the party? Because I didn't see actual tears coming out of her eyes.
Oh, I didn't notice. You mean when she ran off to go to the bathroom?
Yeah.
Well,
I am a real stickler about the actual tears coming out of the eyes when crying, or if it's like the one tear.
Well, I think that every
housewife. Like the Rena one tear.
But I think every housewife has been blamed for crying and not having tears. Here's the thing, guys. When you're filming and you get upset about something,
you try to hold those in
because then your makeup's going to smear and you're going to look like shit. So I kind of get it. Like if you don't want to cry and you're holding them in, you're pushing them back, and people are like, I didn't see any tears. Go fuck off.
So you're telling me to fuck off, Tam?
Fuck off.
I know.
But I love that she goes to the bathroom, she starts crying, And then she comes back.
She starts tearless crying.
And she comes back. And then she starts shit with, who was it? Danielle. She's like, by the way, I just want to let you know, Jackie, that I told Danielle that you said her shorts are like they came out of the hamper.
She's like, I'll get back to business now. Now that I've had this.
Okay, I cried, but I'm going to get back to business. That was funny.
But then what about when Teresa says her chosen family that was there, and then Margaret all of a sudden needed to make something out of it, which obviously she did for drama's sake. Good job, Marge. Way to keep it going. But then I watched on Watch What Happens Live last night, or whatever night it was, where Jen Aiden said, which it kind of made me laugh, that Teresa had heard somebody else say that in a speech, the chosen family, and that's why she used it. That she wasn't trying to be malicious.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. Do you think that that was Teresa being Teresa, or do you think that she was being shady about Joe not being there and this is her chosen family? Because I think it was Teresa being Teresa.
Well, you mean Teresa being to me, Teresa being Teresa could mean being shady. It means the same thing.
Unaware of what came out of her mouth.
I think she wrote that speech, probably memorized it a while ago. She asked Joe to come. Made the decision not to come.
Memorized it? Okay.
Well, like she had it in her mind. Like she had her little bullet points down. I don't think she just winged it. Or, I mean, let's be honest, Louis probably wrote it for her.
Okay, how about Bill yelling out, we missed you, Joe.
I know. What was your thought on that?
And then, well, obviously the people there realized what she said didn't hit well. And it was kind of a dig. And then, of course, Melissa being there and then Margaret's to Melissa. Well, that was a dick thing to say. Yeah. Margaret worked overtime.
Margaret
this
was
episode.
Busy.
She was very, very busy. So then Melissa goes and runs off, goes to the bathroom. She pulls it together, comes out to start drama with Danielle. But I love Jackie saying, I don't care, because she is a horrible dresser. She wore those shorts twice in 2 weeks.
Well, and then she's like, I am judgy. But then this was the part when they're kind of talking back and forth, and Jackie like has this look of disdain on her face, and she's like, get your hands out of my face. And then she's like, And then Danielle's like, this is how I talk. And I'm a hand talker as well. And I don't necessarily.
But I don't go forward. I'm this way.
But I don't think that, as I pick my nose, I'm like, I don't think that she really had her hands in her face like she was being aggressive towards her. I just think she was heated and talking. Did you think?
I didn't think her hands were in her face at all. I think Jackie was just like.
I think Jackie's just pissed that this chick is a housewife and she's not.
Well, I mean, Danielle is a true housewife. She walked right up to Jackie. How do you like my outfit? Does it look like it came out of the hamper? And Jackie's like, no, looks like you're going to a pool party.
Well,
then this is what I really like is when Danielle said, you looked me up and down. And then they do a flashback. When she looked her up and down, Danielle was not even looking at her. She had turned around and Jackie looked her up and down. She never once witnessed that Jackie looked her up and down.
Well, but she said that Jackie has done it multiple times, that she's judgy.
So that's the only half-assed time they got it on camera?
Yeah, probably. But something else that I noticed this episode where Rachel's having like her little tiff at the, with Jen Aiden. And then she's like, I'm done. I'm going to leave. Says to Teresa, she's going to leave. When Rachel's husband goes, you sure you don't want to check her?
I know. She's like, sure. No. And her and her Frankie Bees walk off.
Which lead me to believe that when she is going to check somebody, it's going to be pretty, as you would say, epic.
Epic.
I feel epic. Like, because for your husband to know that that's not all you normally have to give when you're pissed. I love Tamara's like, cracking her knuckles. She's like, let's go. Rachel, let's we want to see it.
We
check them
see
next
you.
Time.
Check them next time.
The fan thoughts real quick before we take a break. The first fan thought is, and the Oscar goes to Melissa. And then the other one is, I want Joe and Teresa to make up.
Yeah, I think everybody does. People think Rachel's trying too hard.
Well, What about how diverse the set of opinions are? Some fans are so split on Teresa and Melissa. Half love Jim Aiden, half hate her, half think Marge is a shitster and half love her. That, folks, I hate to break it to you, that is a sign of a good television show.
Yes.
We don't all want to love everybody at every point in time. Like, we want the mess. That's why we watch these shows. You don't want all the same people.
And then when, you know, you get mad and you want them fired, then you want them back. So just be careful what you wish for.
It all happens. But we're going to take a little break and we'll come back and talk about Miami. You like to watch the new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7.
Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan.
And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise.
The sizzling new reality show set on the Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long.
So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Ready to start your new journey? Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Enjoy Zyn nicotine pouches for 10 days and discover a fresher way to experience nicotine satisfaction anywhere, anytime. Here's how to get started with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Simply pick your strength and varieties online and check out. Once your Zyn nicotine pouches arrive in the mail, enjoy pure nicotine satisfaction at your leisure. After your 10-day trial, let us know what you think. If Zyn isn't for you, no hard feelings. It's that simple. Order online at Zyn.com. That's Zyn.com to start your new journey today with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
So my Miami season finale to me did not feel like a season finale. First of all, it was a party without the husbands. Season finale without the husbands. Usually everybody gets together, so it was a little bit different. It was a little boring.
I didn't
For exciting so. As the whole season was, I just thought, I didn't think it was that interesting.
Well, I think, you know, if we start to break it down piece by piece, there actually was a lot there. So it starts out with Lisa tells Lenny's mom that she's seen Lenny's messages in the past with his now girlfriend. She saw a forever symbol and I love you on the messages. So it has to have gone on for a long time. Then the mom, for the first time, has set up a new tune. And she's like, well, you did go out of town a lot.
Oh, she went to go get her dental work done in New York?
I was dying because you know what that is. Those are the veneers from Dr. Apa that housewives have.
Oh, I didn't know about this. I don't have veneers.
Yes, so Dr. Apa has an office in New York and in Beverly Hills. And he's the one, like if you go look, he's done like 90% of the housewives.
Is that who Kyle went to?
Yes. So whenever you see him with a new set of chops,
Dr. Apa.
Huh?
Is he doing?
I don't know. I already have fake chops that I've had since eighth grade, so I don't know.
Oh, you
but I'm sure when they fall out, I'll be reaching out to Dr. Appa.
Hey, Dr. Appa.
Hey, Dr. Appa. My veneers are ready.
Oh,
one fell
gosh.
Out in an apple.
But when she said that, I was like, really? So that's what her going out was going to New York to get new teeth? He
well, that's what I was thinking
keep,
because you and
keep
I were
his wiener
talking
in his pants that long. Yeah.
That's what I was like, so that's two weekends that she went to New York. Cause when you get veneers, it's one round and they put these like temporaries in and they make the other ones.
My mom has them. Yeah.
Yeah. And then you go back and you get your real one. So that's a let, I mean, at most it's 3 weekends away. You can't yeah. keep it together.
It was a sad conversation because Lisa, you know, that's like her mom, right? Like that's her extended family. And for her to say, well, I talked to Lenny and Lenny says, basically, you'll get over it.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my God. I mean, it just kind of broke my heart for Lisa.
Yeah, but I think that's the hard part. I mean, the mom is always going to choose her son ultimately. Like, I think at the beginning, I think the mom thought she could change the son, Lenny's mind.
Yeah.
And get him to come back around. But once she realized it was done. And then did you see where the new chick couldn't help herself and neither could Lenny? Somebody wrote on one of their Instagrams, Marina come around on your new girlfriend yet? And Lenny writes, she has. And then the girlfriend commented, yes, she is one of my favorite people on earth. Like,
Did you see, what was it? A TikTok or something where they have her actually talking and then in the background, they're playing that song, She's a Gold Digger.
Like, no.
Oh, I got to send it to you.
Send it to me. I know. Now you're like TikTok queen. Everybody follow Tamara on TikTok. She's all over the joint, crushing it.
I'm not crushing it.
Yes, you are. You made $11. I made zero.
Okay. So
we just learned this.
Okay. So I didn't know that you can make money doing TikTok lives, and I still don't understand how it works. But somebody I know said they made like a lot of money. A lot. So I was getting ready. I'm like, how did they do this? I don't even understand. And I go, I didn't even know you can go live on TikTok because I don't know that much about it. So I went on TikTok and then all of a sudden people were sending me all this stuff. I'm like, oh my God, this is how it works. Oh shit. I'm like, oh, I probably made a lot of money. I made $11. I made 11 whole dollars, but I'll take it.
You know what? It's 11 more dollars than I made on TikTok and I'm pissed.
Evidently, I wasn't set up for.
So you can't even get your $11?
Well, I can get my $11, but I probably would have made more, but I wasn't set up for that feature.
Oh, damn it. The more you know. Next
the more
time
you
we're
know.
Gonna get $15.
Have you ever done one of those commercials? The more you know.
The more you know. No, I haven't.
I have.
Okay. Yeah. You have? Uh-huh. For what?
Bravo.
Oh.
We had to do it about health and fitness. The more you know.
The more you know. Okay. Then we get to before we get into Nicole and her dad. Is it just me or is she marries a guy and a lot of money is needing a lot of money and being expensive? Is that vaguely familiar to you to another song?
Well, that's what I said. I go, is that it's expensive to be me. This is like, and when he plays the song for her, the only thing I can think of was, wait, is this an Erica song? Like, why is Emilio Estefan working with Adriana? And is that really a song that he thinks is like a, it's,
I mean,
gonna,
it could
it's gonna get a Grammy. It's going to get a Grammy.
It could be getting a Grammy anytime soon, but I just,
he shows like J-Lo and his wife and, you know, he did Top Gun music and all this stuff. And he's like, and then there's going to be a plaque for Adriana.
He's like, and then Adriana, here's your song. And then it's like, let's get rich and rich and rich.
Rich. And I'm like, what the hell with this knockoff song? It's expensive to be me.
Rich. I'm a rich bitch. Yeah.
I mean, this whole episode was kind of a button on everybody's storyline.
Yeah.
Basically, it was really nothing more than that. There wasn't a lot of drama that went down. Just a
but
button
I think
on
there was
everybody's.
Enough. Nicole and her dad, I have to say, this is one of the only like therapist appointments where I was like, oh my gosh, there was real emotion and change. Right. And like you saw the dad kind of be narcissistic, show narcissistic traits where I don't need
for
to
sure,
change anything. I don't need anything. And then all of a sudden he like kind of got choked up and then he explained
it made
to her,
him look more relatable and
like
real,
a human.
And I'm gonna say Lisa the therapist will get a mojito next year. That's all I'm saying.
I mean,
Find Mike cute. He's like a dapper little guy. I thought he was like, he opened up more than I expected him to do, And I think that Nicole saw a different side of him. But it, in her defense, she's like, why couldn't I have seen this years ago?
But I think, you know,
he was also sober.
Well, I think it also goes to show like how traumatic maybe Nicole's past has been.
Oh, you mean being run over by a car?
And that's something they're willing to talk about on live TV. So imagine all of the other things, because he said every time I was with you.
I was run over by a car.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God.
But you can see why she is the way that she is now, which is like very, you know, very Teddy-like and the type A controlling.
She's very disciplined.
Very disciplined.
Very disciplined.
And I think when you grow up in chaos, you most of the time end up that way.
So we buttoned up that story. Then we moved on to Alexia in her sexy house. That house is so amazing. I absolutely love it. Teaching Frankie how to cook and do laundry. It was just sweet. Peter was, I mean, he's a lot like his dad, it seems like. And he's like, I'm going to pack my bags and dip. I went to the bank and got a loan for $350,000.
I want to also be like, how did you get a loan for $350,000?
That's what I was going to ask. No, I'm not buying that. And he wants his mom to treat him differently. And I'm like, okay, you know, DNA is strong.
Yeah. I was like, ugh. Like, he could have had Alexia's back a little more the way that Alexia has his in every scene that I've seen.
Alexia's only been a mom to him and always given him advice. She's a great mom to both
of
kids.
Meant even to the ex-husband. I haven't heard her even say anything negative about him.
No. And he tried to support Alexia, the father did, but it just didn't land well.
You know, she got her her little I was right moment when now Peter's broken up with the chick anyway.
Yeah. Well, moms know.
I can say this. This was an excellent infomercial for Gertie's event planning business.
She's quite the delegator. You think?
Like, all of it I can pretty much understand.
Pick up my dresses and put it over there. I'm like,
put my clothes down. This needs to go right now.
Have been quicker for her to just pick them up herself and put them there.
No, I think she was proving a point. Like, I'm a boss.
I'm a boss. Yeah. A little too much of a boss.
I'm bossy, but I
just... Bossy was more like it.
But
the party was beautiful. She did a great job. Yeah. She really did.
She didn't miss one feature.
The Miami melting pot.
But I feel like Adriana gave her best shot trying to apologize at this party.
She did.
She really did. And then I think Gertie kind of screwed it up for her. Because
why? How?
Because then Gertie came up and at the beginning she was saying like all the right things. But then all of a sudden she said, changed it around and made Adriana the victim, which those other girls weren't going to see that. Yeah. Doesn't matter. Like, don't now spin it on why you should feel bad for Adriana. Make it just... Adriana made a mistake. She's told us how heartbroken she is that she made that mistake. But then to be like, and she's sad and she's this. And I'm like, don't stop. Because then that pissed off Marisol, which I have more questions about Marisol now, because now there's been more eating, more drinking conversations.
You know why?
I know.
You saw her eulogy. It's not a eulogy, but you know those cards. She's going to have an alcohol brand with Pitbull. Entire season she was talking about drinking, there was a motivation behind that.
True. We should go through these and read them with our own dramatic flair.
Okay. Did we go through the whole?
Yeah. I mean, it ends with Adriana also says it wasn't right to bring up Marisol's ex. She apologizes. Yeah.
But why do they keep saying that Marisol is a broken person? Not Marisol. I'm sorry. That Adriana is a broken person. Why do they keep saying that?
I think they're saying that all of the bad things in her life happened to her karmically because of the person that she is. Like, you're broken and you say things that hit below the belt.
But why is she broken? Did something really bad happen to her?
No, they're saying broken. Like, you're obviously messed up if you're willing to go this deep. You're like a flawed human is what they're meaning. They're not literally.
Oh, I thought you meant like something happened to her and she's like broken, heartbroken or.
No, they mean like you're. Up human. That's what they're implying.
Well, that's very sweet of them to say that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, the updates and the end are.
Do you want to take the first?
Adriana's friendship with Alexia and Marisol is still off key, but her music career is a bit brighter. Adriana has started recording her new single with music legend Emilio Estefan.
Marisol is stirring up her own venture, a cocktail line with Pitbull.
How do you think this went down?
I think Pitbull's like, hell yeah.
I love
Pitbull. I'm going to make money. Like, I love Pitbull.
Well, why hasn't he been on the show?
I don't know. Why can't he come on our show? Pitbull, will you come recap Miami and your new alcohol next season?
Yes.
On the twats? Thank
what
you.
What kind of alcohol do you think it's going to be?
Tequila.
Tequila?
Yeah.
I think so.
But she wrote cocktail line, so it could be multiple drinks. But I don't know. What does she normally have in her cockies? She normally has vodka.
Vodka. That's what I thought.
Well, so maybe it's vodka.
Maybe it is. Gertie and her family.
I don't like vodka, so I'm like, eh.
I do. Well, no, I don't. Whatever.
Yeah.
Gertie and her family finally took their much-needed vacation to New York. Doesn't sound like a fun family vacation. She left her work phone at the hotel for 3 of the 5 days.
Yeah, that storyline was a little rough for me.
That one, I don't like her end.
Julia and Martina spent the summer rekindling their relationship, backpacking through Europe. In January 2023, Martina announced she was diagnosed with both stage 1 throat and breast cancer. The two of them vow to fight this together. I got emotional watching this part.
That's sad.
I think when you actually read it out and you realize that that was happening to them in real time, how difficult it must be.
I wonder if Martina's going to be at the reunion and talk about it. The good thing is stage 1 throat and breast cancer are very treatable. So
I don't know, but
she'll beat it. That's for sure.
But one thing we didn't talk about in the episode was how, I think it was Kiki was coaching Julia to not step in for Adriana. She was like, right. Good job. Good job. You're doing a good job staying quiet.
God. Alexia and Todd finally had their fairy tale honeymoon in Greece. Peter ended up crashing because he's newly single. Maybe Cuban moms do know best after all. Wait, why would you want your son to crash your honeymoon?
I think he just wanted a free vacation. Despite several public sightings and social appearances, Larsa claims she and Marcus are just friends.
Why does she keep saying that? In August, Nicole and Anthony got their perfect offer and sold their house to Jeff Bezos' mother, price tag at $44 million, but they still have to pay for Prime membership.
I want to be Jeff Bezos' mother.
Right.
For the love. I hope my kids take as good a care of me as Jeff Bezos takes care of his mother.
Well, he should.
True, but $44 million?
Can you imagine how much it costs just to maintain that house?
No. Then Lisa's relationship with Lenny grows more complex as divorce proceedings continue. However, she did agree to co-host Lenny's annual Halloween party. I have to ask you, the call at the end, why would Lenny sign off on that? Or do you think he signed off at the beginning of the season?
He signed off at the beginning, for sure.
Because here's the thing. If you got, just to give you guys history, like one time I called my dad on a confessional and he had to approve his likeness, his voice being used.
Yeah.
So that's why I was wondering. But I guess because when they first started filming, Lenny.
He signed. Whatever they shot, they could show. So.
But what about when she says that Lenny did that and had other girls there and that the girlfriend couldn't come because the restraining order on Lisa? I don't know why Lisa would have co-hosted that party anyway.
Sounds kind of weird, right?
Yeah, so they can take pictures.
It's one thing if it was a kids' party,
like you're co-hosting a kids' party, but that was not a kids' party.
No, it wasn't. Well, that's all we got, folks.
But that's all we got for today.
They did drop the Miami reunion little teaser, right?
Yeah.
Today,
and it looks good. It's really just kind of them digging in, holding everybody accountable to the shit they stirred this season, which they did a good job of it.
Yeah. So make sure you guys tune into that.
Tune on in, and we will talk to y'all next week. Have a good weekend, Tam.
Bye.
Bye.
Zyn nicotine pouches deliver nicotine satisfaction anywhere, anytime, which means Zyn pairs well with you, your personality, your schedule, and your spontaneity. Zyn fits easily into your bag, pocket, and into your life because it's smoke-free, hands-free, and hassle-free.
So the only person who will know you have a Zyn pouch in is you. Visit Zyn.com or head to your local convenience store today to find your Zyn. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18+.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic Onobotulinum Toxin A and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.